Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today is Monday, June 2nd. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Today marks 5 years since retired St. Louis Police Captain Ann Moleanakers Police Chief David Dorn was shot and killed while trying to protect a pawn shop during unrest in the city. It happened during a night of widespread protests and looting on June 2, 2020, following the death of George Floyd. That night, 4 St. Louis police officers were also shot and injured in incidents unrelated to Dorn's death.
And while you might be saying to yourself, it doesn't seem that long ago, Deborah Dorn, Chief Dorn's daughter, tells KMLX, it feels like yesterday.
It was very horrific and very emotional, very traumatizing for both of us, me and my sister. After, like I said, spending 38 years of service on the police department for St. Louis City and 6 years as the chief for Moline Acres, he was the type of manager that will, and the type of captain that would go above and beyond the call of duty. He would assist his officers in each and every way that he could. He didn't feel like he was above snatching a radio call and responding to it if everybody was busy.
Dorn's killer, Stephen Cannon, was eventually convicted of first-degree murder and received life. Co-defendant Mark Jackson testified against Cannon in a plea deal and received a 15-year suspended prison sentence, including 5 years probation. There were 5 other suspects. Only one of them faced charges related to the burglary of Lee's Pawn and Jewelry Shop. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Missouri lawmakers will be in Jefferson City today to begin a special session. Governor Mike Kehoe called for it to discuss funding for the Chiefs and Royal Stadiums, as well as relief for tornado victims. Lawmakers will also have the chance to pass any other legislation that didn't make it through during the regular session. Missouri Senate Republicans ended the legislative session by going where they rarely go. They forced not one but 2 consecutive votes, one on an abortion ballot measure, another to overturn paid sick leave requirements. President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin explains to Missouri Net why Republicans forced a vote on an attempt to ban most abortions again when voters are not expected to see the question until 2026.
Our feeling was, we know that we need to do this. We know that we want to do this. We know we want to give people another look at this issue. And we know that we're going to get Proposition A done, and we might as well go ahead and get this life amendment done also.
Missouri House Democratic Leader Ashley Awney says Republican infighting is never greater than it is during an election year.
It doesn't surprise me at all that they use the PQ this year because, 2026 could get really contentious on their side of the aisle.
What's PQ? That's previous question, which forces a vote on a bill. Missouri's State Emergency Management Agency might need to be enlarged and given a bigger operating budget if President Trump decides to eliminate or shrink the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Missouri House Member Colin Wellenkamp, who chairs the House Futures Caucus, says the state has already racked up about $1 billion in damage just this spring alone from storms.
What's that going to look like going into the future for Missouri if FEMA is a much different entity than it is today? And if it works different, what does that mean for our state? What are we on the hook for more going forward? And how are we paying for disaster mitigation and response and recovery in the future?
Meanwhile, Northern Missouri Congressman Sam Graves is sponsoring a bill that would restructure FEMA, giving state and local governments more say in disaster response. The Urban League of St. Louis continues to give away basic necessities for those impacted by the May 16th tornado. President Michael McMillan speaking to volunteers over the weekend.
We have hundreds of people that have driven through here and donated so much to us to give right away to the community. And we have had thousands of people to go on our website and make donations to be able to help us to do what we are doing. We have spent probably around $1 million already.
That does not include funds that will be needed for this coming Saturday's event or the one June 14th. Many of the Urban League volunteers were caught in the middle of the storm as it ripped through headquarters on North Kings Highway. McMillan estimates there's about $3.5 million in damages to that facility, including having one of the buildings condemned. As the tornado cleanup continues around St. Louis City, one neighborhood preparing to show off its rise from the rubble. Lafayette Square was hit hard in May of 1896.
And that tornado knocked down every tree in Lafayette Park, destroyed most of the homes, and it went into a 70-year decline. It wasn't until the late 1960s that homeowners began to come in and buy up these dilapidated homes.
Vince Volpe is president of the Lafayette Square Restoration Committee. He says the neighborhood in the city's first National Historic District, homes that were purchased for $15,000 in the 70s, are now million-dollar mansions. But Volpe says it was a wealthy neighborhood when the tornado hit, and it still took decades to come back.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.